It's now time for our Horton Locker Room chat here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tadman with you. And now joined by Horton Girls basketball coach, that is Zach Nelson, presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, let's talk about a couple games here since we last spoke. Friday night, a loss to Valley Falls. And then Tuesday night against a very good Jefferson County North team, 44-33. Just kind of take us through those last two and just maybe a takeaway or two from the last week.
We competed better for sure at times. We kind of lost a little focus here. We had a couple good quarters here and there. We just couldn't string them all together. Valley kind of outworked us inside. We didn't rebound as well as we should for our size. We gave up a lot of second chance points against them. When we score, we score 3 points in a third quarter when we're trying to make a good run. When we come back, it's kind of hard to make those comebacks. And then JCN last night, kind of the same thing. We jumped out to a big first quarter, scored 17, and then we put two quarters together where we only score four in each other in the second and third. And a lot of it for their points is we gave up a lot of offensive rebounds. We just didn't box out for nothing. We kind of just stood and watched, and we can't do that if we want to try to be successful.
Let's talk about the 2A sub-state and just want to kind of get your general thoughts there. You guys are hosting this sub-state, Class 2A. It's you look at the top, and Riverside, one of the best teams in the classification, sitting there at 14-3. You know all about Jackson Heights and Jefferson at County North, Pleasant Ridge, of course, familiar with, and then Valley Falls. But then you also have Republic County and Valley Heights out of the Twin Valley League. I guess kind of a two-part question here. What's your overall takeaway from the strength of this sub-state, and how far ahead do you kind of look and prepare, or at least start to prepare, for a potential matchup in the first round?
It is one of the stronger sub-states in 2A for sure. I mean, there's a lot of good teams in there. Any of those teams, from the top or so, they can make a big run in the postseason. We're kind of focusing on, our Pleasant Ridge match up against on Friday. We'll probably start looking at sub-state probably maybe that last week. Right before. We got four games left in the regular season, but I haven't really started looking at too much of the sub-state yet, but here probably next week and a half or so, I'll definitely be paying more attention to it.
Well, let's talk about the matchup for Friday, and you mentioned Pleasant Ridge, and you saw them earlier in the year, and they were able to get the win the first time around. What's maybe different with your team heading into this one on Friday, and what's kind of the expectation for round two there?
Our experience has gotten up there. I predict both teams are going to score a little bit more than we did last time, where the 17-14 final, but I know they have improved quite a bit. They're an aggressive team. They will go for the boards, so we really need to focus on boxing out, rebounding, taking care of, first one shot each possession, limiting their second chance opportunities, maybe trying to go get our some opportunities for us to go get it. We got to stay out of foul trouble. I think the last couple games we've kind of gotten a foul trouble here and there. But I think both teams have grown quite a bit throughout the season. And like I said, they're a well-coached team, and they're going to come out and aggressive, and we got to be ready to match their intensity.
Horton girls basketball coach Zach Nelson joining us here off a loss to Jefferson County North on Tuesday. They're back in action on Friday on the road at Pleasant Ridge. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Have a good one.